This is Chi for Yourself. Now, here's Gio.
Hi, and welcome to Chi for Yourself. I am happy you could be with us today, wherever you happen to be in the world at this moment. Our guest today turned her personal experience into, well, not just a thriving online presence, but a career, counseling women and speaking at a number of different organizations. Tatiana Jerome began asking the typical questions a woman would ask at the end of a relationship. Why do I experience the same thing over and over again? Am I the problem? What needs to be done differently? And will I ever have a better, more uplifting, and supportive partnership? Tatiana Jerome is the author of Love Lost, Love Found, A Woman's Guide to Letting Go of the Past and Finding New Love. Tatiana, let's start with a little background. If you can give us a kind of a snapshot of what your relationship was like before the breakup and some of the things that led to it.
I would say I thought my relationship was fine. I was happy. Communication was fine. It was good. It was good for me, especially since at the time I was working on other things. So I had the distance that I needed in terms of, you know, not being in each other's spaces so many times and still being able to do our own thing while being together at some points. And I think what really turned this around for me is because there was so many promises made and I invested a lot into the relationship. Everything just felt good and looked good. And then just by surprise, you know, I didn't expect it, even though there were little things, just like any relationship, it just went downhill. And then, you know, I've been in other relationships before and I've broken up with people and I've never experienced the symptoms that I did, like, with this relationship, where it was to the point where I wouldn't get up out of bed, I couldn't eat, whereas before, it was just like, okay, I'm sad, but we move on. This one was like, I can't believe it. Yeah. I just invested so much, and I looked forward to it. I didn't think of another outcome to come from this. Like, I just didn't see it. There comes the book.
Yeah, you guys were together several years. Were you living together?
No, we were not living together.
Okay, but he was having, I guess, some problems in his... He was being evicted?
No. Oh, this is what happened, because this is from the beginning of the book.
Yeah.
I took the experiences of other people and made it into that story, because so many people were going through that, because at the time before, my relationship was going through what it was going through. I was helping other people.
Okay.
And then so I'm like, a lot of women were like, I live with their person. Me personally, I have not experienced or lived with anyone.
How do you know there's no handbook for this? How do you know that it's time to go?
Well, for me, I think there's several things where maybe you're not thriving, you're not happy, you're not yourself. There's just little signs of it. And even when I look back from my relationship, I thought I was really, really happy. But the truth of the matter is I started neglecting some of the things. Like I said earlier, I had time for myself, but that was closing in where I didn't have that time or space for myself. And then I was asking questions like, with him, like, are you okay? How are you doing? Did you eat? And I wasn't asking those questions for myself. So I wasn't taking care of myself. It was more so I was trying to make sure our relationship was moving forward, but I personally wasn't moving forward. And I think it goes for both people. I don't think it's just, you know, one-sided. I think for him, he could have felt the same way, or in any other relationship where it's just like within you, you know, like I felt like my spirit was telling me, because when I started writing the book, that's when I was just like, you know what? I know this. Oh my gosh, I saw this. And I don't know why. I just went ahead and said, oh, that's okay. That's so small. And everything just built up. It added up. So I wasn't really being my true self in the relationship.
Yeah, I like how you mentioned being your true self, having that genuine self. How do you find that if you're not familiar, if you haven't taken the time to know yourself? What do you do to get closer to yourself?
Take the time. You got to basically say, this is my priority, me. I'm putting myself on top of my to-do list, because I think that a lot of times, you know, especially for women, we're just such nurturers, so it's easy to say, oh, I want to take care of this person, I want this person to feel good, I want my household to be okay, everything good, but then we don't put ourselves first or on top. We don't say, hey, if I need 15 minutes to do something, then take the 15 minutes, find the time for you. And that's more than, you know, I want to get my nails done. If it means you need to pray, then pray. If it means you like to read, then read. But do whatever it is that feeds you inside, and then you could operate from there.
Mm-hmm. I know you're a woman of faith, and that's very important to you. I'm wondering, is it wise or even possible to have a relationship with someone, let's say, who's an atheist, who doesn't have a particular belief?
Yeah, you know what? That's so tricky, and it's good because I had this conversation with someone. I would never, for me personally, I just can't mix myself. I can't do it because of my faith is just really strong, and I don't want to put anything, especially since I've been in previous relationships where I've put my faith in the back burner, and then this is what has gotten me. So because of my experience, that. But then for other people, it could be completely different, where it's just like, we got stronger, or this person now believes, or whatever it is. Whatever your purpose in each other's lives are for, whether it's for the greater good, then it could possibly be. But that's a choice I think every individual has to make for themselves.
What if any, feelings of, well, for lack of a better word, revenge did you have? Did you feel like you really want to get back at this person?
Yes. I did, but it's a good thing I didn't act on it. You know, I think that's what I talk about, the roller coaster of emotions. You just feel, you have all these different feelings, like, I want this person to feel how I feel, because maybe the person, you know, my guy, he wasn't great at expressing himself. He could be hurting, but I wouldn't know he was hurting because it just seemed like it just was a roll off his shoulder how many years we've been together. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, I'm not understanding the language that you're speaking, and I'm like, oh, so he just went on with his life. I want you to feel what I feel. And in essence, that might completely be wrong. And so everyone handles it differently. But I know not to act out on revenge. Don't go seeking and saying, oh, I want to find out how his ex is. You guys weren't friends before. Now you want to be friends, or whatever else the case is. I don't think it's worth it. It's not good for healing or moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good place to talk about forgiveness, I think. How can we forgive ourselves? And why should we do that?
For me, I'm going to say to forgive myself. I just, again, that goes with my faith. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to crucify myself, yeah, or put myself. I think there's a lot of other people who are willing to do it for you. You don't have to do it to yourself. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you have to be able to accept that. If you could accept other people's flaws, why can't you accept your own? And just putting things into perspective, like, this isn't the end. You could get better. You could improve from here. And I also believe forgiveness is very important in the sense of, again, moving forward. You need to be able to forgive yourself and say, that was that. And then I don't have to make that same mistake again. And it's crazy because a lot of times the things that we may not like in a partner, or may have driven us to, you know, separate, are things that we have within ourselves that we may not even know. So if you don't like that, because I always feel like your partner is a reflection of you, some characteristics or whatever, to attract that person into your life. You like them for something, and you probably have that within yourself, whether you know it or not. And so it's just a good way to say, okay, maybe that's within me. Maybe that's something that I need to change, but we're always growing. So there's no need for me, again, to crucify myself for a mistake that I made, or believing that I can't make smarter decisions, mm-hmm, in the future.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it so many times, and I'm sure we all have, don't judge them by what they say, judge them by what they do. But in the book, you say something very interesting. Actions don't matter as much as patterns. Talk about that.
Yes, because just like you said, it's not so much what you say, but what you do. But then what if you only do it a few times and then you stop? And it's just like, okay, well, you weren't doing it because you generally wanted to do it. You just, you stopped. You were just trying to make it an effort for whether the relationship or for me. But a lot of times we want the person to change because they want to change. And if that person doesn't, you can't change someone. If that person really doesn't see it within themselves or make the decision to change because they want to change, then you're only going to see it for a short amount of time. And it's only temporary. And then next thing you know, you're back to where you were before. So I feel like there has to be a pattern. It has to be more so like it's part of their routine. This is what they do. This is who they are. And then you're just like, okay, and we could go from there. There's things you're not going to like. Everything's not perfect. But at least when there's effort made and it's continuous, then I think that's a big thing.
Our guest on this Chief for Yourself is Tatiana Jerome, author of Love Lost, Love Found, A Woman's Guide to Letting Go of the Past and Finding New Love. How do you feel about searching for love, looking for a partner online?
I think it's a good thing. It's good to be open. You never know where love can come, what direction it can be in. And you could just have fun with it online and go from there. There's plenty of people who say they found love, and I don't doubt that.
You're a confident woman, and you bring that out in the book, and you talk about how confidence is very important. That's obvious. How do you, or what do to become more confident if you haven't been a confident person normally? How do you boost that confidence, make you stronger to find another partner?
I think in terms of just being confident in general, it's not something that happens overnight, that you would have to take steps, little steps at a time. Think about past accomplishments. Think about how far you've come, where you are now and where you're going. Set goals for yourself. Just think about there's only one of you. You know, it's a lot of things that people say over and over again. You're like, yeah. But the truth is, there's truth to it. There is only one of me. I just have to take care of myself. If that means, you know, drinking more water, the amount of water I'm supposed to drink, then I'm going to do that. My upkeep is important. There's little things that'll make me feel like, oh, you know what? No one else is treating me this way. I'm treating myself this way. I feel good. I feel good about what I can provide myself with, and I could provide myself with love and, you know, be able to nurture myself at the same time. And I think little things like that is what builds confidence in a woman. And then you're able to talk to people and look them directly in the eye. You're not looking at the floor when you're walking because you feel good. So all these things matter.
Yeah. Now, you may be seeing your partner, your ex, as it were, from time to time after the breakup, but you stress the importance of making a clean break. How would you do that, given that you have to see the person once in a while? How do you behave from that point on?
Self-control. Because, again, you're still going through your feelings, and it's so raw. So, you know, I do think that there's a lot of, you have to be honest with yourself. If you're not in a place where you could see this person and it doesn't evoke these feelings of anger, then you have to find a way to go around that. If you guys have kids together, then maybe you need a third party that'll be there so you don't have to be there and communicate for you. Whatever it is for you to take care of yourself and that get to a level where, you know what, if I see this person, it doesn't bother me anymore. Or let's say you work with them. Maybe it's just like, I need to go. Can I move to another cubicle? I don't know. Anything that you have to do so that way it doesn't upset you. Because I think taking care of you is more important. Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. As far as taking care of yourself, you mentioned drinking water and watching all of those things. Do you have your own regimen, exercise, meditation, whatever?
Yes. As soon as I wake up, I had to stop because I used to look at my phone and then get caught up in the world of the internet and what everyone's doing. But now, as soon as I wake up, I pray. And then after that, I do about 17-minute meditation. And then after that, I do a little bit of Bible reading. And then after that, I know it's like long. Then that's when I do some exercises. And then I get up and do my thing.
I really like that you mentioned, and it's a big part of this program, to not look for love, but rather to attract love. What does attraction mean to you in this case? How do you draw someone without going out there and beating the bushes? How do you bring them to you?
I believe it's several things. First, being what you want. So if you want to be a giver, then be a giver. If you know, the type of love that you want, you have to be that. I think also it's more on, I say in the book, it's more about you just being in love with your life. Because a lot of times I think it's easy to fake that you like what you're doing, mm-hmm. but then you're like, how come nothing's happening in my life? But it's like, you're not really in love with your life. You're not in love with your thing, you know, what you're doing. You may say, oh, this is just routine. I have to do this every day, so I'm bored. So it's time to spice it up. Just be grateful. There's a lot of gratitude that needs to be given to now changing your perspective and saying, wow, it could have been like this, but this is where I am. This is what I'm doing. I wasn't able to do this before. I'm so grateful. And I think a lot of gratitude, a lot of, you know, you being whatever it is that you want, that's how you could attract love. When people see that you're actually happy, that's not something you could fake. So then you attract people that are actually happy. Mm-hmm. So then you don't have to have those kinds of relationships where it's like, you're unbalanced. You're like, why am I feeling this way? And this person's like at a low vibration. And I'm like, they can't stay in your life. And you're just wondering why people can't stay. They don't stay because it doesn't match who you are.
Yeah. And I guess that would move into your work life too. I mean, if you're doing something in your career that you don't like, that's going to make you an unhappy person, I guess, and make you unattractive as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Everything, every aspect, I feel like you have to be aligned in every way, spiritually and then mentally and physically. Like, everything has to come in alignment with you. Your world is within you. And so it's like, let's all be happy. I talk to myself, are we okay today? Yes. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's go and move on from there. You don't want to have like, okay, I feel physically good, but mentally I'm just a little off. Why is this happening to me? So my world's going to be mixed up. That's how it is inside, so that's how I'm going to see it outside.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned at the top that you work as a counselor to women. What are some of the most frequent challenges or complaints or frustrations that you hear from these women?
It's a mixture of having, it's like baby daddy drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, you know, a lot of people being in long-term relationships and just, in their words, the guy acting out and just sticking around and always sticking around and not understanding why, or, you know, if the guy has moved on to another family or something, how to get over this person because it hurts so bad. Maybe it was their first love or whatever else, or the first person, you know, they had a child with this person, so it's not as easy to leave. But, and the person has hurt them so bad and they know this, but they still want that person. But we can't change anyone.
So true.
Can't change them.
No. Well, now I'm going to turn the page here and give some love to the guys. You say there are 9 signs that you've got a good one. Yeah, go through some of the good ones, the good signs that you've got a good one.
Yes, it goes both ways. I really do feel like this, you know, the book is really more both ways, but more so women. Because I feel like a lot of the things that I say apply to, you know, guys for women. Mm-hmm. Like, if the girl's not interested, she'll do certain things. You'll see it. And you have to take care of yourself as a guy as well. If you want to attract, you know, a woman who actually is also into you and into your world, and you're into her world as well. But one of the biggest signs for me is a guy who will try to find a solution to your problems. He may not even have the solution, but he's going to look for it because he cares about you and he doesn't want to see you hurt. And that's a big one for me. I'm like, because if someone, you know, you express, you're opening up yourself and you're just like, you know, this is very hard for me, and you say what you say, and then maybe, you know, the guy's like, oh, okay. They just say, okay. And you're like, well, I just took the moment to open up myself to you. But the right guy to me, the guy who actually cares, is going to say, hey, let's, you know, find a solution, or maybe this could happen, or maybe we could do it this way or that way. And it doesn't mean it's going to work, but the fact that they're making an effort and trying and they care, and it's not a one-time thing, I think that's a sign of a good guy.
Yeah. Well, one more question, we'll let you go, and it's the obvious one. What would you hope that readers take away from your book?
Taking care of themselves. Because, and loving yourself, because when you're able to love yourself, then you're able to let go of anything that doesn't match you, and you're able to attract the love that you actually want, which is first, you know, it's within yourself. If, you know, you believe in God or whoever you believe in spiritually, yourself, and then the next person that comes into your life, and you're able to love him just as good as he needs to be loved as well, and he could do the same for you.
Great. Where will you find your website?
Oh, TatianaJerome.com.
TatianaJerome.com. Very good. Well, the book is Love Lost, Love Found, A Woman's Guide to Letting Go of the Past and Finding New Love from Tatiana Jerome. Tatiana, thanks not only for the interview, but for helping sort out the kind of hurt and confused thinking that so often comes at the end of a relationship. We'll be following your work in the future, and I invite you to come back and talk with us again sometime.
Okay, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
We will link to Tatiana's website at cheforyourself.com. When you subscribe to Genulines, you get all the information about Chi for Yourself and helpful tips and posts, too. And look for the free stuff button. You'll see that on the page. You'll also see a box on the page where you can leave your email address to get those Genuline blog posts. That'll keep you up to date on what's going on. Thank you for subscribing, for following us on Facebook, Twitter, on our YouTube page, and, of course, for all of the follows and likes on sites like Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. Those are two of the many places you can find Chi for Yourself. So that's just about it for today. Again, thank you so much for being here and for all of your support. Be well, and I'll talk to you soon. Hi, and welcome to Chi for Yourself. I am happy you could be with us today, wherever you happen to be in the world at this moment. Our guest today turned her personal experience into, well, not just a thriving online presence, but a career, counseling women and speaking at a number of different organizations. Tatiana Jerome began asking the typical questions a woman would ask at the end of a relationship. Why do I experience the same thing over and over again? Am I the problem? What needs to be done differently? And will I ever have a better, more uplifting, and supportive partnership? Tatiana Jerome is the author of Love Lost, Love Found, A Woman's Guide to Letting Go of the Past and Finding New Love. Tatiana, let's start with a little background. If you can give us a kind of a snapshot of what your relationship was like before the breakup and some of the things that led to it. Our guest on this Chi for Yourself is Tatiana Jerome, author of Love Lost, Love Found, A Woman's Guide to Letting Go of the Past and Finding New Love. We will link to Tatiana's website at cheforyourself.com. When you subscribe to Genulines, you get all the information about Chi for Yourself and helpful tips and posts, too. And look for the free stuff button. You'll see that on the page. You'll also see a box on the page where you can leave your email address to get those Genuline blog posts. That'll keep you up to date on what's going on. Thank you for subscribing, for following us on Facebook, Twitter, on our YouTube page, and, of course, for all of the follows and likes on sites like Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. Those are two of the many places you can find Chi for Yourself. So that's just about it for today. Again, thank you so much for being here and for all of your support. Be well, and I'll talk to you soon.